Restony Radio presents Genesis, Volume 1 of Commentaries on the Pentateuch by Russus John Restony, narrated by Jeremy Walker, produced with permission by the Chalcedon Foundation. Introduction. Genesis not only begins the Bible, but it is also foundational to it. In recent years, it has become commonplace for both humanists and churchmen to sneer at anyone who takes Genesis 1 through 11 as historical. I recall a prominent pastor of some 50 years ago who expressed shock that anyone, quote, intelligent and educated, unquote, as myself, would take Genesis 1 through 11 as actually an historical record that was so, quote, primitive, unquote. When I was an expert witness in church and state trials, at least once, a state attorney sought to discredit me for my views of Genesis. Well, I have routinely returned the, quote, compliment, unquote. For anyone to believe in the myth of evolution is to accept trillions of miracles to account for our cosmos. I simply lack that kind of faith in spontaneous generation, in the development of something out of nothing, the blind belief in the miraculous powers of chance, and more. Darwinism is irrationality and insanity compounded. Of late, many critiques of evolution have been published by non-creationists. William R. Fix, in The Bone Peddlers, Selling Evolution, 1984, whose telling critique I have just read, take pains to separate himself from creationists, as do others. I have no hesitation in identifying myself as a six-day creationist. Theology without creationism becomes alien to the God of Scripture because it turns from the God who acts and whose word is the creative word and the word of power, to a belief in process as God. The God of the non-creationists is the creation of man and a figment of their imagination. They must play games with the Bible to vindicate their positions, like the homosexuals who justify their practice from the Bible. One scholar insisted, with respect to Genesis 1, that there are, quote, many ways, unquote, the text can be read. True enough, but are the, quote, many ways, unquote, all valid? I hold that evolutionists are the naive believers and irrationalists compounded. They violate the scientific canons they profess by their fanatical and intolerant belief in evolution. Genesis 1 through 11 is basic to biblical theology. The church needs to restudy this text to recognize its truth and its important place in theology. It troubles me not at all to hear the, quote, reproach, unquote, and, quote, infamy, unquote, of affirming creation as truth. It troubles me greatly that so many churchmen disbelieve Genesis 1 through 11 and have joined the ranks of the, quote, cultured despisers, unquote, of Christianity. So much the worse for them. Russus John Restony, Vallecito, California, June 12, 1996.